Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome into Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Wow, it's that time of year, the first weekend of the summer, and we've got a lot of really cool stuff going on. Brews and Blooms is a really cool thing that happens in Tosa. Today it goes till 9:30. Tomorrow it goes from 4 to 9:30. You get to check out that Victorian house. It's music on both nights. There's house tours. There's food trucks. Check that out if you're looking for something to do. Beachmore your style? How about Pewaukee Kiwanis Beach Party? This is something that's going to also be really, really cool. You're going to want to check this out. It goes on at the beach. Cedarburg Strawberry Festival happens in Cedarburg until 6 o'clock today and from 8 a.m. to 5 o'clock tomorrow. Music, food, barbecue, Cedar Creek Winery is going to be there. Wow, that's going to be so much fun. Speaking of fun, we've got a great show headed your direction. I can't wait for you to hang out with some of our really cool guests today. Amazing food, Fork in the Road restaurant. Teresa Hennessy is the owner. She will be with us coming up a little bit later on in the show. Ann Sayers talks about Native American stuff in our state. A great conversation. That is near the end of the show. And up next, the Wisconsin Historical Society, Old World Wisconsin, celebrating a very big birthday. Jennifer Melka's with us right after the break on WTMJ. This is Experience Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a really good weekend. We're having a great weekend around here. I love this time of year because there's so much to do in our great state, and we get to talk you through it all. How about Old World Wisconsin celebrating their 50th anniversary? That's right. America's 250. It's 50 at Old World Wisconsin. Jennifer Melka is the Old World Wisconsin Collections and Exhibits Coordinator, and she's with us. Thank you so much for being here, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
Boy, Old World Wisconsin, such a very special place. Tell me a little bit about Old World Wisconsin.
Yeah, it really is a special place. Old World Wisconsin is one of the Wisconsin Historical Society's 12 historic sites. We're located in Eagle, Wisconsin on 600 acres with 60 historic buildings. And we get to tell you about the past by using the actual homes and workshops and places that tell the story of early Wisconsin from the 1840s to the 1940s. And guests can interact with us and get hands-on with history and get an idea of what it was like to truly live in that time period, but also can make comparisons between the past and present.
I love it because you meet blacksmiths, you walk through farmsteads. It's really like taking a step back in time, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And we really want you as guests to get involved as well. So we're doing demonstrations, but we're also asking our guests to get involved. And that also involves tasting things. We have a brew house where you can taste historic beer and a tap room where you can taste historic soda water, but also food and beverage on site as well.
And Wisconsin's Bicentennial is when this opened back in 1976. What are you doing this year? This year's so special. It's the 50th anniversary. Tell us about some of the history of Old World Wisconsin and how it got its start 50 years ago.
It's amazing to think that Old World Wisconsin is 50 years old this year, and it's perfect timing with our 250th anniversary. Mm-hmm. But the story really started in the early 1960s when a lot of folks across the state, architects, historians, landscape architects, were looking around and realizing that if we didn't do something to save all the unique architecture and buildings that we have across the state, they would be lost. One of these was Richard Perrin. He was an architect out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as well as Hans Kuthler, who was a German immigrant who saw this happening and approached the Wisconsin Historical Society about building a museum to preserve these and to move them all to one location. So they teamed up. And the idea that became Old World Wisconsin was born all the way back in the 1960s.
Wow.
And then we acquired the land that we are currently on in the Kettle Moraine from the DNR. And buildings were carefully researched and moved and reconstructed here at Old World. So it was not very long before they realized that we should open for the bicentennial. So they worked really, really hard getting as many buildings as they could here and restored in the 1970s. And then the opening date was set for June 30th, 1976. So
wow.
Not that far
right.
away from now in the sense of we're almost to June 30th, but we're really celebrating over the July 4th weekend.
And we even had a queen visit, right?
Yeah. So that was one of their early tests to see what visitors would think of Old World when it opened. So in May of 1976, we were lucky enough to have the Queen of Denmark visit. The Danish government had given a grant to Old World Wisconsin to restore a Danish building, and they did it in just 11 weeks, which is amazing.
That is amazing. We're talking to Jennifer Melka with Old World Wisconsin. So tell us, Jennifer, what's happening this year to mark Old World Wisconsin's 50th anniversary?
Yes, so we're very excited to celebrate our 50th anniversary, and our big weekend of events is July 3rd through the 5th. So on July 3rd, we will be stepping back in time, kind of having a grand reunion of staff members and guests and people whose families donated the buildings or have some relation to the buildings, and opening our new Welcome Center that day. So really celebrating the past, but joining that past celebration to the future of our new Welcome Center, which just opened this year. And then on July 4th and 5th, we're celebrating 250th anniversary of the United States very patriotically. We'll have patriotic parades and a brass band and readings of the Declaration of Independence, baseball games, pie eating contests, ice cream making. So really celebrating like they would in 1876.
It's going to be incredible. You need to check this out. Oldworldwisconsin.org is the website. Oldworldwisconsin.org. It's going to be fantastic. Jennifer Melka, Old World Wisconsin Collections and Exhibits Coordinator. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for making some time for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it. Such a special property out there. Up next, a really cool restaurant that I'd like you to check out. That one, Experience Wisconsin, continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Hope your Wisconsin weekend is going absolutely fantastic. I'm going to relax on my deck a little bit, I think, later on. I love being outside, especially the dining outside, and we do that so well in Wisconsin, but we're in the heart of it right now. I've got a great idea for you. How about Fork in the Road Restaurant? Teresa Hennessy is the owner, and Therese is with us. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. I'm so excited.
All right. Tell us where the restaurant is.
We are located in Mequonago, right off of 83, right downtown in the Little Heart. And it's been here since the late 1800s. So it's a really cool old building. You can't miss it.
I love the history there as it's morphed into a restaurant. It began as a hotel. Let's talk about the kitchen, because people really talk about your kitchen. It's a scratch kitchen. What does that mean?
Scratch kitchen means that everything here, the majority of everything, is made from scratch. So that means there's people here at 7 a.m. doing all the prep work when we open at lunch at 11 and then dinner. So there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes when you're a scratch kitchen. We're really proud of that. And we make, like, all of our sauces are made here. All the dishes are made here. Everything is prepped and cooked here.
Yeah.
We make our own soups.
I love that.
Good food.
It's fresh. It's made daily. You guys do lunch and dinner. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep. We open at 11. We are closed on Sundays and Mondays. Otherwise, yeah, lunch and dinner every day. Mostly known for our comfort food.
Yeah.
So mac and cheese is our best-selling dish. We also have lots of other things, chicken, burgers, salads, sandwiches, appetizers, desserts. Desserts are all made here as well.
Ooh, I love that. So, what about a fish fry? Yeah. Do you guys do fish fry?
Oh, of course. You're in Wisconsin. So, yes, we do. And it's very popular, too.
Describe your fish fry.
Well, we have a couple different ones. We have a beer battered haddock, which is probably our most popular. Mm-hmm. And then we do have a baked cod dinner, and we also have a cracker crumb walleye dinner.
Oh, my God. That sounds fantastic. That walleye sounds great.
Yes, it is.
And Saturday nights are special for dinner too, right?
Yeah, we have prime rib on every Saturday. Starts at 3:30, and it's delicious. Come early because there are some times that we run out. We try not to, but.
What's your favorite dessert that you guys whip up in the kitchen?
Okay, so my favorite is the flourless chocolate cake.
Ooh.
So it is so good. It's gluten-free.
Yep.
And it just melts in your mouth. It's delicious, yeah.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. We're talking to Therese Hennessy. She is the owner of the incredible Fork in the Road restaurant in Mukwonago. I love that you guys also do special events. Dinner there is special any night you go, but you do different dinners. Can you lead us through a couple of the sorts of special events you do?
We actually have one coming up on June 29th.
Oh.
And that's a Monday. So we are normally closed on Monday, so that's a day we can do special events like that. This is actually a tequila dinner. So there's 5 different tequilas that are paired with 4 different courses of a meal.
Fun.
So it's super fun, and the staff get super involved because they love doing events like this. So it's fun for us, too. We do wine pairings, dinners. Mm. We've done bourbon dinners. We're doing a wine tasting in August on the back patio.
Oh.
So, yeah, also fun events that we get to do. We also do a spirits dinner in October, and...
Wanted to ask you about that because rumor is that there are spirits in your place. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. And we would need a lot more time to talk about that. But it definitely, they make themselves known. They're very nice. They're just a little naughty. And they just make sure that we know that they're here. So.
Oh, my God, that's fun. Do they have names?
Yeah. No, not really. Some of us have our own names for them, but not really.
That's really, really
fun. We should do that.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. We're talking to Therese Hennessy at Fork in the Road Restaurant. Okay, tell us a little bit about the back patio and the front porch, because we love our outdoor dining in Wisconsin.
Yes. So the front porch is covered. You know, like I mentioned, the building's like super old, and so it's this really cool covered porch area that we dine. And then also the back patio, so there's flowers everywhere and fountain and just really cool atmosphere, and people love sitting out there, and we have umbrellas and just music's playing, and it's just a really relaxing spot to dine.
It sounds wonderful. You need to put this on your list. Do it this summer. Make sure you get into Fork in the Road restaurant in Mukwonago. Therese Hennessy is the owner. It's fantastic. Therese, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Uh-huh. That spirits thing is really interesting, isn't it? Unless that kind of thing creeps you out. But you heard her. Her spirits are nice spirits. It's Fork in the Road Restaurant. Up next, our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
We're back. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to our amazing travel secretary, Ann Sayers. This week's topic was a really important one, and it's also fun. It was Native American history and activities in the state of Wisconsin. Here's our conversation, Tully Hughes and me with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. Ann, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us on a Thursday.
Good afternoon. Yes, happy to be here.
We're so glad that you're here. Yesterday, we had rough weather in central Wisconsin. No one got hurt, so that's the good news. So thank you so much for being flexible with us. Native American culture, this is a big part of Wisconsin, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we have 11 federally recognized tribal nations in Wisconsin, and there's just so many different ways to experience their culture. So we have some really fun ideas for you today.
And tell us about visiting Lac du Flambeau for public powwows all summer long.
So fancy.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa hosts weekly powwows. It's on Tuesdays from June 23rd until August 11th. And visitors get to experience ceremonial dancing and singing at these social gatherings. They're open to the public, and it's really just a perfect addition to an extended weekend or week-long stay in the Northwoods. And one more Lac du Flambeau experience you might want to add to your itinerary is learning about the tribe's heritage and history at the George W. Brown Jr. Ojibwe Museum and Cultural Center. They have exhibits telling the old ways and new ways of Ojibwe life. You can see traditional arts and crafts. You can learn about wild rice harvesting and view a rare 24-foot dugout canoe that was recovered from the bottom of Flambeau Lake.
I love that, Anne. And the Oneida Nation has something brand new for visitors.
This is really exciting. It's getting lots of headlines right now. You can travel to Northeast Wisconsin this summer for the Oneida Nation's newly unveiled museum. This week, the tribe opened a facility that significantly expands the cultural offerings to visitors. The new museum was renamed the Gene Ginolu, which means precious water in Oneida. It's now home to the tribe's vast collection of historic artifacts. You're going to find a new gift shop inside the museum. It's stocked with items like traditional Oneida medallions, raised beadwork, and other unique gifts. The museum plans to welcome visitors Tuesdays through Saturdays. And you can extend your trip by staying the night at the Oneida Casino Hotel. The hotel provides guests with a comfortable, relaxing setting where you can unwind. You can also have access to several amenities, an indoor pool, whirlpool, fitness center, and head down to the casino floor for endless entertainment. Test your luck on skill on table games like blackjack, craps, roulette, poker, and then stop into the bingo room for some old school fun. That is actually the original game offered at Oneida.
And tell us about incorporating tribal events in your summer travel plans.
Yeah, you can discover a variety of events throughout the summer that celebrate and honor the original inhabitants of Wisconsin. One idea happening now through June 27th is the Harry Whitehorse International Wood Sculpture Festival. This is in Monona. The event celebrates the legacy of Harry Whitehorse, a Ho-Chunk sculptor internationally known for his wood carvings. And while you're there, you can see contemporary indigenous artists carve sculptures, participate in special events, and join the closing celebration happening on Saturday, June 27th. And then the place now known as Devil's Lake State Park has been a sacred spot to the Ho-Chunk Nation for generations. Throughout the summer, the park hosts events exploring the indigenous relationship to the land. Visit for an event on July 23rd for a guided hike by a historian to the effigy mounds. Or later in the summer, an event on August 27th will feature an Ojibwe artist leading a traditional dream catcher making class.
Ann Sayers is with us. Ann, tell us about the website, because I think that we have one of the greatest travel websites in the country. What makes our website, which is travelwisconsin.com, so special?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. You know, it's very special. It is actually one of the most visited tourism websites in the country.
Wow.
And it recently got a glow up. So if you haven't been there lately, travelwisconsin.com, so much inspiration, and we can match it to your travel style. If you're traveling with the whole family, if you're looking for a girls' getaway, if you're an adventure seeker, your culinary pursuits, you know, any way you want to kind of slice it this summer, we have lots of ideas, and hopefully one idea will lead to the next, and you'll find your way road tripping through Wisconsin.
I love that. I just clicked on it as you were talking. Things to do, places to go. If you want to plan outdoor things, there's a tab for events. If you want to get lodging and places to stay, food and drinks has its own section. Have you gotten some good outdoor dining yet, Ann, this spring, summer?
I have, and I also have plans for more. As we've talked about, this is like my favorite thing to do.
I love it, too.
I'm really good at it. Mm-hmm.
Ann Sayers is the travel secretary, so check out the website. You can plan your next trip, whether it's for a week or a weekend, a romantic getaway, a family destination. TravelWisconsin.com. Ann, it's always great to catch up. Thank you so much.
Same. Thank you. Take care.
A couple quick thank yous. Jennifer Melko with the Wisconsin Historical Society, Therese Hennessy at Fork in the Road Restaurant, and the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for hanging out with us. Have a great rest of your weekend.